pray this in your holy name. Amen. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. That says it all. That's the Christmas truth. It's the only thing that needs to be said or really can even be said. And it's the only thing that I have to tell you tonight, nothing more and nothing less than to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. They are the angel's words to the shepherds. To you is born this day in the city of David. They are words of good news. They are words of great joy to all the people. Tonight, Isaiah's prophecy from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 is fulfilled. It reads like this: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Tonight, Gabriel's words to Mary come alive. They are flesh and blood real. Tonight, a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger is our sign that nothing will be impossible with God. Every year, I come to this night wanting only one thing. I want to be reminded of the angel's words. I want to be cradled in the truth of those words. I want to hold them in the manger of my heart. I want to be told that the story is true and can be trusted. I want to know the reality of this birth in my life and in our world. I suspect that's probably what you want as well, and I think that's probably what we all want. We want to hear the angel's words again for the very first time, and I think that's why we all come to this place on this night. Why do I say that? Why do I come here every year wanting to hear those words one more time and be reminded of their truth? Why do I think that's why you're here and what you want as well? Because I have walked in darkness. Because I have lived in a land of deep darkness. Because I've known times when my life was draped by the curtains of impossibility. Because I look at our world and ache to hear some good news of great joy. Not just for me, but for all people, for all of you. And I think you know what I'm talking about. I don't think that your life and your world are all that different from mine. And I want to give you some examples. I have friends and loved ones who are walking in the darkness of cancer and illness, waiting, wondering, weeping. I have lived in the dark land of grief and loss and sorrow, and the names and faces of those people, of family and friends, run through my mind like tears down my cheeks. The darkness of confusion, of self-doubt and not knowing, have caused me to stumble and fall. Sometimes my words and actions, my choices and my priorities, things I have done and things that I have left undone, have darkened my soul and my mind, leaving me blind to new possibilities and imprisoned by impossibility. I desperately want to hear good news of great joy to all people. And I want to see that good news overcome the divisions of this world. I could go on. Do you want me to go on? No. Because I suspect that you get it. And maybe now you understand a little bit about why I am here tonight, why I do this, what I want, and why I want what I do. Those are not only my stories. God. Change a few names, change a few particularities in the stories, and those are your stories as well. They are the stories of all of us. They are as real for you as they are for me. Every one of us has experienced some kind of darkness over this last year. Every one of us has stood before a curtain of impossibility. Every one of us has longed to be told good news of great joy. For some of us, that wasn't just about the past year. It describes our life today, here, now, in this moment. That's why I come here tonight wanting to be reminded this story is real and the story is true and the story is good. That's why I said I think you come here wanting the same thing. You know what? We've come to the right place. I never leave here disappointed. You, I hope, will not leave here disappointed. The manger of Christ never disappoints. Every year I leave this night and this place, having seen the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, and once again, as if for the first time, I know that the story is true. I always leave here knowing that the reality of its truth for my life. Tonight, you and I will leave here knowing these things. The manger of darkness is filled with the light of life. That the manger of confusion and self-doubt is filled with the wonderful counselor. That the manger of weakness and impossibility cradles the mighty God. Zell, what's up? That the manger of loneliness and orphanhood holds the eternal. The manger of chaos and conflict holds the Prince of Peace. Don't talk, Zell. Where was I? Yeah, right there. A good one here. That the manger of cruelty and violence is filled with the most gentle one. Mother-in-law's a psychologist. She told me that whenever I get emotional while I'm preaching, I should say that if Pastor Joel were here right now, these are the things that he would say. Because it snaps me out of my emotional part of my brain, I guess. So this is what Pastor Joel would say if he was here. Oh, sorry about that. That the manger of fear and lostness is filled with the good shepherd. That the manger of hunger and poverty holds the bread of life. That the manger of thirst and desire holds the cup of salvation. And that the manger of our humanity now cradles God. Somehow that little manger in Bethlehem holds the creator of us all. And by his manger, you and I, every aspect of our lives and all of creation are cradled in him. Tonight, the creator is born, and by his birth, we, the created, are made new. We are reborn. We are recreated. I can't tell you how this happens. I don't know. I know that surprises you, right? I don't know. I only know that it does happen. Year after year, it happens. I've experienced it in my life, and I've seen it happen in the lives of others. The only thing I can tell you is this: to you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. That is good news. That is good news of great joy for all people.